Welcome to Legislative Report, and joining me here today is Representative Brian Cutler from Lancaster County. Representative Cutler, Governor Tom Wolf signed an executive order that calls for the creation of a state redistricting reform commission. Can you give us your thoughts on the governor's actions?
Yes, Greg, thank you. I think it's important to provide a little bit of background on the reapportionment or the redistricting, depending on how folks know it. I'm saying all of this as someone who did not support the last map. You can go to my website and see the press release that we put out about it. And while I did not personally vote for or support the map, what I could not argue with was the process. As an elected official, I had the opportunity to offer amendments, debate the bill, be engaged, and represent our constituents, friends, and neighbors in that process. And I think that's very important. Unfortunately, when the court ruled that the map needed to be redrawn, they gave an artificially short timeline that did not allow the constitutionally required amount of time to pass a new map. So it was really, in my opinion, a results-oriented decision where they set themselves up so that they could draw the lines. And while I could not argue with the process in the legislature that created the map previously, what I cannot also deny is that 100 Republicans and 36 Democrats voted for it. So while I was on the losing side of that debate, we all had an opportunity for input. Unfortunately, the process that was foisted on us by the court did not allow for that same level of involvement or representation on behalf of our constituents because they picked an out-of-state college professor to draw those lines. And now with the governor's executive order, my biggest concern is that while we still have a very small and tight window where we can pass legislation and meaningfully impact this, the executive order timeline actually sets the process that he wants up outside of that window of opportunity. And I think as a legislature, it's incumbent on us to be involved in the legislative process. The Senate last time came very close to an agreement. They passed a bill. And while it was majority Republican, it did have a handful of Democrat votes. And unfortunately, we weren't able to complete that process in the House. There were 400 Democrat amendments and about 180 to 200 Republican amendments that were filed on that bill. And it's our job to sift through those amendments and determine what is a valid concern and what is simply something that could be considered and then perhaps dismissed through the vote. You know, it would not win. Each and every one of those is important. That process is important. But we as a legislature speak when we pass bills and are engaged in the legislative process. And I appreciate the governor's interest, but I don't believe that his interests align from a timeline perspective with where we need to get as the legislature. So I think it's incumbent on us to be involved in that process early and see if we can get something passed. And if we can, hopefully we can have the governor's support, particularly if there's hundreds of Democrat amendments again, he could help us remove those. And if not, that's okay, because perhaps he wants a slightly different outcome. And it's not as important where we all start on this process, but where we end up, and I hope that we can find a compromise.
Some of your constituents in the 100th District may need some help this winter to pay their heating bills. What assistance is out there to help them?
Well, the LIHEAP program, listeners might remember this is an area that I've worked on previously. It's the Low Income Heating and Energy Assistance Program. It's specifically designed to help individuals who are having problems with their heating bills and their utility bills. And for the 2018-19 LIHEAP season, which we are now in, the income levels are set at 150% of the federal poverty income guidelines. And if you have any questions about that, you can go to the LIHEAP website, which is www.dhs.pa.gov, or you can call our legislative office or visit my website, www.repcutler.com, 717-284-1965, and we'll be happy to get you some more information.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.